Now it's time for Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
Well, we don't have Jenny Marcroft. We have Fletcher Tabatow. It should fix that sting up, actually. I tēnei wiki I tau āki te pātsi kākariki e tautoko ana rātou I te whakature o te reo Māori ki ngā kura katoa o Aotearoa. E whakahe ana a Aotearoa tuatahi ki tērā, nā reire I kōrero atu au ki a Fletcher Tabatow mo tēnei kaupapa I pātai au ki aia ki te whakamārama I ngā kaupapa here o te pātsi. This week, the Greens announced their support for making te reo compulsory in schools. New Zealand First has been against this, and I asked Fletcher Tabatow to explain this further, starting by asking what the New Zealand First policies are regarding te reo.
Yeah, so we've always had the policy that reo needs to be part of the New Zealand curriculum. I suppose the fundamental question, though, is should it be compulsory as a kind of a standalone second language? We have always said no, and there's reasons behind it. And maybe if I start with those first, and I think one of the biggest issues is resourcing for te reo Māori teachers. It's really difficult to do. I was a teacher for many years, and to, you know, get quality teachers with the reo is a real challenge, so you've got to make sure you've got the resource there, and I think this government's definitely trying to build that up. The other thing is it's schools who it's important to, you know, the character of the school, the board, the community they are in, they get to make that decision. So if you want to teach te reo Māori, you teach te reo Māori. But actually the biggest gain, we think, and the best thing to do is to make the use of the reo part of everyday teaching. And actually, if you look at the curriculum now, the onus and the requirement is on schools and teachers to use te reo in everyday curriculum delivery. So, for example, when I taught maths or even year 13 economics, the challenge was for me to incorporate not only the reo but Māori concepts and ideas. And so that's what the requirement is now. That's New Zealand's first position, that we should be doing that. But more so, when we came into this last election, we campaigned on resourcing that curriculum delivery a lot better. So helping teachers, whether they've got the reo themselves or not, to actually build up a skill set, you know, a core language base, so that they could have basic dialogue, they could incorporate it into their delivery. So it's actually what's happening now, and New Zealand First position is we need to do it better.
So your sort of position is about normalising it throughout the entire school in every way possible, not only the language but also tikanga.
Yeah, so tikanga probably might be the wrong word, because you know, that's got to be very well delivered, and you wouldn't ask anyone but a Māori who understands tikanga to deliver it. But positive stories, the inclusive use of, you know when you're at school and they would back at primary school, and you know Lucy and Ben went to the shop kind of thing. Well, you know, let's just start talking about Lucy and Hone, or, you know, just be inclusive. Use Māori names, Māori terminology. I'm from Rotorua, so it's really easy in some places, and you almost take it for granted when you grow up and teach in Rotorua. But in other parts, basic things like that, positive inclusive stories, positive role modelling are important in all curriculum areas. So, you know, maths, English, science, What are the stories we can tell? What are the what key real words can we incorporate? And we, as a government now, are going to resource teachers a lot better so that they can develop their skill set and develop those resources to actually do that.
But so, I mean, because in some ways that is already happening. There is those sorts of things where you have hone included in a sentence. Why not go one step further or go one for one and say, have a sentence, Lucy went to the shop, but then also teach I haere a hone ki te toa. If you have both things operating, what's the next step if you're saying that we are going to incorporate words and phrases and certain things like that? Then what?
Well, let's do that right first, actually, because whilst I claim it was reasonably straightforward for me personally, but I am Māori, and I do have a background, and I did grow up going to my local marae, but, you know, just those basics are quite the challenge for, you know, the thousands of teachers out there who genuinely want to do right by Māori and the culture. But actually, for quite a long time, we've under-resourced the unit that is there specifically to help teachers to build that capacity. So yes, I agree with you, there's an evolution, but it's certainly not going to happen over the next year.
And so
it's going to take quite a long time.
So you're sort of saying it does begin with teachers and it begins with resources. So what kind of things would you put in place for teachers throughout New Zealand to have access to those resources?
Yeah, so there has been a unit, and I don't like to be political, but over the last 9 years, that Māori resource unit has had its funding cut and staffing cut back. And I think I'm right when I say they are kind of down to three people to cover the whole country in terms of developing teacher skill set. What this government has said, what New Zealand First campaigned on, and I believe Labour did also, was to say, well, that's not good enough. We're not in a position to make the deal compulsory in schools, but by goodness me, we need to do a lot better with what we have in terms of integrating it into the curriculum. So, sorry, I can't speak specifically about some of the strategies that the Education Ministry are implementing, but I do know that unit's going to grow. They're going to be provided with better and ample resource so that they can roll out this professional development across the country. Mm. So I think, you know, happily watch this space kind of
thing. Yeah, well, so in that sense, the idea against the compulsory aspect of it, it seems like the only reason that's, you know, New Zealand First is holding back is because of the actual practicality of not being able to do it just yet. So would you look to the future and support something like what the Greens are proposing?
Well, no, I wouldn't be comfortable saying that right now. I'd be happy to have the conversation again in the future, but, no is the simple answer to the question. Mm. We've never thought the compulsory or practical or possible, and
but in an idealised way, if we did have the resources and we did have the capability to do it, would you look at a bicultural New Zealand?
Well, I would always want a bicultural New Zealand, but the question is, do we make the deal compulsory in schools? And yeah, at the moment, the answer is no.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No. I think let's celebrate Te Reo Māori, Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori. It's a great thing.
Do you think it should be, you know, extended?
Well, actually, I think we need to be, and I think we're seeing this on mainstream television now, we need to be doing our best to kind of make it more mainstream all the time. And, you know, you give credit to some of the news presenters who have started to bring in, actually quite good pronunciation and Māori words into their everyday delivery. I think we should be doing more of that, actually.
We've been speaking with Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
The Wire.